Victorians will soon be able to buy rapid antigen tests from major supermarkets as the state readies for its first major events out of lockdown. The state recorded another 1,355 locally acquired infections on Saturday, with 21,095 active cases across the state. 11 Victorians aged between 65 and 85 have died with the virus, bringing the toll from the latest outbreak to 293. Victoria's COVID response commander Jerome Wymer says the virus is spreading more in the regions, with 280 new infections now accounting for about 20% of today's cases.
A week ago, that was around 14%. A week before that, it was under 10%. So we are seeing this predicted increase of cases in regional Victoria. And of course, now with the very welcome opening up of or easing of restrictions, the reunification of the state, the ability of all Victorians to come back into Melbourne and for Melbournians to come back out into regional Victoria, this is a time where we will expect to see ongoing spread and movement around of cases across our communities.
There are 236 new local COVID-19 infections in New South Wales, while a further three people have died from the virus. Deaths across the state since the start of the pandemic now stand at 569. Some of the 343 COVID-19 patients remain in New South Wales Hospital, 81 of them in intensive care and 33 in need of ventilation. More than 77,000 tests were conducted in the 24 hours to 8 p.m. on Friday, while 93.5% of New South Wales residents aged 16 or over have now received at least one vaccine jab. Dr. Jeremy McNulty from New South Wales Health says with Halloween coming up, he's urging people to take extra precautions.
So aim to keep celebrations outside, provide closed packaging for treats instead of communal lolly bowls, and consider ways of distributing treats that are safe, for example, putting them along the front fence or hidden in the yard, in the front yard. And keep it local, try and stay in your neighbourhood rather than going to treat streets more wider field. Don't let kids or yourself share any of the costume face masks. And if you're feeling at all unwell, or if your kids are at all unwell, please don't participate. And don't allow people into your house to celebrate Halloween if you are feeling unwell.
And the federal government is expecting more COVID-19 patients to be treated at home as Australia's vaccination rate continues to climb and the economic benefit of eased restrictions shows. While lower rates of serious cases and hospitalisations will shift the focus to community care, the Vice President of the Australian Medical Association, Dr. Chris Moy, says hospitals could still be potentially overwhelmed due to delays in elective treatment during the height of the pandemic.
Certainly, we have seen the shoring up of the hospital system to some degree. I would indicate that needs to happen more. One of the things that's been bad is because of COVID, say, New South Wales and Victoria has been the delaying of treatment. So, for example, cancellation of elective surgery, which means that this is just a domino effect for later, that there will be increased problems later.
And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.